This is Napkin Scribbles, a podcast by Arthur and Professor Leonard Sweet. Today's Napkin Scribble is sponsored by Portland Seminary of George Fox University. For more information, join them on the web at portlandseminary.org. Now here's Leonard Sweet.
Welcome to a new episode of Napkin Scribbles, and we're all the way now to J in our alphabet for a global humanity, a primer for a common humanity. And J in this alphabet is jute. It's a Japanese word, J-U-U-T. Some spell it J-Y-U-U-T-E-N. But it literally means the rejuvenation of humanity through the service of others, the uplift of humanity through putting others first and seeing them as they are. Jute derives from juten, J-U-T-E-N, a Japanese word meaning replenishment, ritual renewals. And I was inspired to pick this word because a brandmeister, David Wagner, has a phrase that he uses, jute, as a symbol for a day maker, is how he puts it. Someone who makes a day for another person by prioritizing daily rituals of doing or saying something kind and gentle and uplifting. And I was thinking of the Baptist theologian from Britain, Ian Stackhouse. The battle for civilization will pivot on the outrageously simple challenge of living a day well. We need to learn the art of jute, the art of day making, the art of living each day, living a day well. Now, the first step of a jute human is to see each other as they are and to see the value of each other in their own context. To see the poor is to reclaim their humanity. And we need to see people not as collectives, but as who they are so that they can reclaim, get them out of the shadows, reclaim their humanity. And there are all sorts of divides out there that are good. We are good at not seeing. And the divides themselves are dividing. There are digital divides. There are electrical divides. You know, 2.5 billion people in the world still don't have electricity. There are hunger divides, there are housing divides, there are sanitary divides, there are educational divides. Take the phrase, no rights without responsibilities. Would any of us want to live in a culture like that, a culture that refused to offer to its most vulnerable and weak citizens rights without responsibilities? We don't help people around the world because they are Christian or because they might become Christian. We don't only help people who are worthy of our help. We don't help people because of who they are, but because of who we are. We help people around the world because we are following Jesus. We are Jesus humans. We are jute humans who uplift the world by uplifting others. The dignity of all human life is not self-endowed or self-determined or self-regulated. It's bestowed by our Creator, which assures the sanctity of all human life as a sacred value. A jute human is not just magnanimous and kind to kith and kin, but to all of humankind. I think of Hitler, who was warm and kind to his family, his fans, his visitors, his children, even his animals. But to the rest of humanity, jute never kicked in. In fact, in Mein Kampf, Adolf Hitler dismissed Jews as a spiritual pestilence. Hitler wanted to eliminate mental illness entirely. He found scientific justification for a removal from the gene pool of what he called lives unworthy of life. The second century pagan philosophers were already complaining that Christians had no standards at all. Why? Because we would just let anybody into our group. Christianity was not about being a creedally exclusive community, keeping tight borders, patrolling for outsiders, debarring dissenters from right doctrine. It was a universal gift of a way of health and healing for all, open to all, no matter who or what or where. And a Jute humanity calls for the emergence of a new sense of global citizenry based on the awareness that we all share the adventure of human life. We all are blessed with the same precious gift of human existence. We all take the risk that all our hopes could be in vain. We all must learn to value more than just ourselves. A Jute human comes out of a moral matrix where our global responsibility is the avoidance of harm, not primarily the increase of prosperity. This global moral matrix that governs a rehumanized relationship is bound together, I would argue, by five threads. Number one, moral status goes to individuals, not to clans, nations, or social institutions. Moral status goes to all individuals, regardless of class, color, sex, education, disability, religion, or national origin. Number three, every human being offers moral status to another human being. Number four, dedication to the protection and preservation, the 10 fundamental rights of every human being. Physical movement, freedom from torture, ownership of property, fair trial, non-discrimination, physical security, freedom of speech, at least a minimum of education, political participation, and subsistence. And number five, magnanimity. We need a magnanimity manifesto for a humane world. The magnanimous person does not complain, for his heart does not permit him to be overcome by external evil. Magnanimity encompasses an unshakable firmness of hope, a plainly defiant certainty, and a thorough calm of a fearless heart. The magnanimous person submits himself not to the confusion of feelings or any human being or fate, but only to God. So we need to be a Jute human that embodies a magnanimous spirit towards oneself, towards others of all stripes, toward every aspect of creation. I found this kind of Jute magnanimity in the note Woody Guthrie appended to "This Land Is Your Land" in 1940. Here's the note. "This song is copyright in U.S. under the seal of copyright number 154085 for 28 years. And anybody caught singing it without our permission will be mighty good friends of ours because we don't give a darn. Publish it, write it, sing it, swing to it, yodel it. We wrote it. That's all we wanted to do. Is yours." That's a Jute human. I want to be a Jute human in this primer for a common humanity.
Thank you for listening to Napkin Scribbles. This episode contains notes and thoughts from Jesus Human, Primer for Common Humanity, Dr. Leonard Sweet's latest book, which can be found on Amazon.com. Remember, Napkin Scribbles is brought to you by Portland Seminary of George Fox University. For more information, join them on the web at portlandseminary.org. For Arthur and Professor Leonard Sweet, happy scratching and scribbling.